Blog Talk Radio.
Man, for all that he's done, we bless him tonight, people of God, because we've actually entered into this time of Sabbath. Amen. At 6 o'clock. Glory to God, we actually entered into the Sabbath, and we just bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We bless his precious name. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Glory to God. We pray that you've had an awesome time today. Amen, because every day is the day that the Lord has made, and we rejoice, and we give God thanks, and we give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless him. We thank him. We honor. We glorify him. Amen. For his goodness. Amen. The song says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, I thank God, hallelujah, for saving me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Does your soul cry out? Hallelujah. Do you thank God for saving you? Do you thank God for healing you? Do you thank God for delivering you? Glory be to God. Listen, you should have a praise on the
recording
inside.
Has started.
Amen. A praise that you just can't keep to yourself. Amen. Glory to God, for truly God is good to us. And truly, when we think of the goodness of Jesus, I'm telling you, people of God, when you really begin to sit down and think of all that the Lord has done, glory to God, thinking of his goodness to us and to our families, thanking him for our life, health, and strength, amen, thanking him for divine protection, people of God, let me tell you something. We could thank him from here to eternity, and we still would need more time. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. As everyone is coming in, as you're coming in, we just want to thank God for you. Thank God for our international listeners. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. We just do thank God for you. We bless the Lord. Amen. For each and every one of you, we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and turn around now. Once you get in, you get situated. We want to ask you to go ahead and ask someone or invite someone else to come in. Amen. Invite someone else to come on in. Amen. Glory to God. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Amen. Truly, there's a blessing from the Lord for you here on today. Amen. As you know, Sunday is Pentecost. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. And we thank God for this waiting moment, this time. Amen. And we know that you've been communing, amen, with the Lord. So our hearts, amen, our hearts tonight, amen, are meditating a good thing. We're meditating a great thing. Amen. Another outpouring from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Just set your spirit. Amen. Just set your spirit to receive of the Lord. Just set your spirit. Amen, Jesus, that you can, amen, come into these open heavens. Amen. Come into this open heaven, to these rivers of living waters. Amen, Jesus. Just set yourself that the anointing would fall upon you, amen, and whatever you need from the Lord, glory to God, every yoke will be broken, every need will be met, amen, come in, expecting that, yes, Amen. Just come on in expecting that on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. As our listeners are continuing to come in, again, want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message, a couple of people, each one reaching one. Amen, or two, or three, or four. Amen, Jesus. Just reach as many people as you can. Amen. We want you to reach people of God because we believe in this word that these men and women of God are bringing forth. Amen. It is a life-changing word. This is life-changing, mind-altering word. Amen. Good God. And it's all done by his spirit and by his anointed ones. Amen. So we believe, amen, in what God is doing through his vessels, and we're just trying to reach, amen, we're just trying to reach someone, just trying to reach someone else so that someone else can be blessed, just trying to reach someone else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, so that we can lock, amen, Jesus, faith to faith, glory to glory, amen. Glory to God, maybe someone came on the line, amen, you believe in God for something. Glory to God, we want to believe that this line is faith-filled, 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 filled with faith believers, amen. So if you can just come to this line, amen, glory to God, we don't just come to be coming, amen, but we're availing our faith, amen, because we believe, amen, with God, all things are possible. And we're believing with you face to face, heart to heart, amen. And we believe that if we connect together, amen, touching anything, glory to God, that it shall be done. Amen. That's his promise. That's his promise unto us. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again, thanking God for our international listeners, thanking God tonight, amen, for all of our listeners here in the States, amen, our listeners that are in the isles of the sea, amen, Jesus, those that are in the north, the south, the east, the west, wherever you're listening from, we just give God thanks and we give God praise for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. We pray that you open your heart, open your mind. Amen. Go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Glory to God. Get yourself prepared to hear, amen, again, what the Lord is saying unto us. Amen. We pray that you are taking this word, people of God. We pray that you're letting this word fall on you. Amen. Just embrace the word. Amen, Jesus. Sometimes, you know, people of God, it, as they say, it's tight, but it's right. We have to say, ouch. Amen. Sometimes it's stepping on our toes. Amen. Pulling our ears. Glory to God, amen, all of those things that our parents used to do to us as children, amen, Jesus, for we are his children, and he will do whatsoever he will to get us right, amen, and listen, people of God, I much rather he get it right here, amen, than to die and to go to hell, amen, in error, amen. So we pray that you got your cups out, amen, on tonight, Lord God, your pencil and your papers, amen, or whatever you're recording on, we pray that you got it. Got it out, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Let's go. We give God thanks tonight, amen, for our leaders, amen. Thanking God for my leaders on tonight, amen. Glory to God, amen, Jesus. Just giving him thanks, amen, for our celestial intercessor, amen. Thanking the Lord tonight, glory to God, to our senior apostle, amen, on tonight, amen. Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins, James, and thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K. Tina. Thanking him tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Amen. Thanking him tonight, glory to God, for, amen, all of our advisors, amen, in the space that they hold, amen, the space that they occupy to help keep this work moving. Thanking God tonight, amen, Jesus, for our prayer warriors, amen, glory to God, and them branching off into different areas, amen. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. For each and every one of them, every help, all the help. Amen. We just give God thanks. Amen. For our scripture reader. Amen. We bless God. Amen. We thank him. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank him. We bless him. We honor, we glorify him on tonight. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We just bless the Lord. Listen, people of God, we just had to stop counting. Amen. Every day, amen, every day was just getting sweeter and sweeter. Amen, Jesus. So we just stopped counting. Amen. And as they said, just let it roll on. Amen. So here we are, rolling on in Jesus. Amen. So we thank him tonight. Amen. We know that we're into year three. Amen. Amen. And we just bless God for all that he has done, all that he is doing. Amen. We just thank him. Amen. We bless him. We glorify him. Amen. For he is a wonder in our soul. Amen. He truly is a wonder. Amen. And people of God, we want you to go ahead. Amen, Jesus, and invite someone. Go ahead and invite someone else to come. Amen, Jesus. We do realize it's a Friday night. Amen. Glory to God. And some people may, amen, be in services on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But listen, go ahead and shoot them a text message so that when they get out, amen, glory be to God, they'll meet that text message. Amen. And they can dial right in. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We bless him. We thank him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We pray that you again came with a grateful heart. We pray that you see what you're looking at. Amen. We pray that you see what you're asking God for. Amen. That's faith. Amen. Now faith. See what you're looking at. See, amen, it already accomplished. See it already done. See it in the finished form. Amen. And so it is, and so shall it be. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks. We give him praise again. Amen, Jesus, for all of our songbirds. Amen. We just bless God. We thank him. Glory to God. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, as you're coming on in, amen, Jesus, we want to go ahead and sanctify our line on tonight. Glory be to God. We're going to, amen, get ready, amen, and sanctify the line. And then missionary fan, amen. And then immediately after her, we will have a scripture reading. Glory to God. We have a scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. Amen. Glory be to God. She will come right after our sanctification of the line. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, we pray that you put your heart in, put your mind in. Amen. Put a demand on the anointing. Put a demand on heaven. What you need from God, he got it. He can do it. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. He can open doors. He can make ways. He can turn around situations. Glory to God. He did it then, people of God, and he'll do it again. Amen. Glory to God. He will do it again. He's no respecter of persons. And people of God, he will do it for you. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. We're going to ask, amen, missionary fan, if she will come to the platform. And again, after her, glory to God, we'll have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Will you help me say yes? Praise. You're worthy of every hallelujah. You're worthy, worthy, worthy. And we come just to say thank you. And we come just to say we love you, Lord God. Just to say we honor you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the speaker on tonight, to the PNN prayer warriors, to the PNN advisors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 91, 1 through 10, the NIV, the security of the godly. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feather, and under his wing you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say the Lord is my refuge and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. I have read the 91st Psalm, the first through the 10th. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Woo. Yes, yes, yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory be to God. I don't know about you people of God, but I just feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Just want to sing a little bit, amen, of that song. Glory to God. Amen. I was touched. I was quickened tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she said, when your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I'll agree. Whoa, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Just that part right there, right there. When your spirit, when his spirit speaks, speak to me with my whole heart, I will agree. Will your answer be yes? Will my answer, yes, will our answer to the Lord be yes? Hallelujah. Whoa, yes. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just feel a sweet worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now tell the Lord, yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Tell the Lord, yes. Tell him yes, That's above anything that you're going through. That's above any situation that you may be facing right now. That's beyond any news that you have heard or you may, glory be to God, that may be impending. Glory to God. Tell the Lord, yes. That's surrendering. That's abiding under that secret place. Tell him, yes. Glory to God. Tell him, yes. Oh, tell him, yes. Tell him, yes. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Tell the Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, I trust you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, I believe you, Lord. Yes, I take you at your word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Hiya. Woo, glory to God. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. Ha! Yeah, glory to God. We bless him and we thank him tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. Anyhow, glory to God. It doesn't matter. Amen. Anyhow, glory to God. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy of your praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My praise is for me. Glory to God. But your praise. Glory to God. The Lord wants to hear your praise. The Lord wants to hear your praise. Glory to God. Coming from the fruit of your lips. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't praise him for you. Glory to God. And you can't praise him for me. Glory to God. But we give him thanks today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Tell him yes. Just one more time. One more time. Tell him yes. Thank you, Jesus. Tell the Lord yes. Hey, oh, tell the Lord, yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Ha! Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, higher, yeah, God, hallelujah, glory to God, higher, 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 glory to God, hallelujah, I'm telling you, glory to God, your faith, God, you got to believe, amen, glory to God, your faith, amen, your faith, what your faith sees, glory to God, what is your faith seeing, glory to God, hallelujah, you got faith, got to see, I am healed, I am delivered, I am set free, I am restored, glory to God, whatever. Amen. God's promises are unto you. Amen. That's what your faith got to see. Lock in. Glory to God and just tell the Lord yes. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, my heart is made glad. Amen. Glory to God. My heart is made so glad on tonight. My heart is made glad on tonight. Amen. Glory to God because I tell you, God, hallelujah, he's up to something. Our Father. He's up to something tonight. He's up to something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's up to something tonight. He's up to something tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for all that he's done. We bless him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all that he's doing. Glory, listen, I'm talking about even just right now. Glory to God, right now in this moment, right here. Woo, glory to God. Woo! Hey, glory. Thank you. Glory to God. I'm talking about right here in this moment, right here. Glory to God. We give God thanks and we give God praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of all of it. Glory to God. He's worthy of all of it. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. As Evangelist Bond says, I feel right nice tonight. Amen. I feel right nice right here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And we already know that in his presence, woo-hoo-hoo, is fullness of joy. Listen, people of God, I don't know about you, but my joy is stirred. Glory to God. My joy is stirred right now. Glory to God. And I'm going to release this platform. Amen. Glory be to God, because I'm telling you, glory to God. Hey, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Listen, people of God, listen, whatever you need, God got it. God got it tonight. God got it tonight. No limitations, amen, no restraints, no barriers. Glory be to God, no roadblock, no constraints. Glory to God, whatever you need, glory to God, God got it for you on tonight, amen. And we want you to prepare your hearts on tonight, amen, for what the Lord will do, what the Lord will say on tonight. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah. People of God, and tonight, 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 we're going over to Lawrenceville, Georgia, amen. The woman of God, amen, came on last night, amen, brought such a beautiful word, amen, Jesus. And we come to hear the conclusion of the matter, amen, on tonight, amen. Listen, people of God, put a demand, amen, on heaven. Glory to God. You know, the saints of old used to tell us, you know, when you go to church and you got a situation going on, put a demand on heaven. Put a demand on the Holy Ghost. Lord, you got to do it for me. I need you to do this for me. Make it personal. Hallelujah. Make it personal. Lord, I need you to speak to me. I need to hear your voice right now. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Listen, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to release this line because I feel God. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Booker, go ahead and come on over on this platform. Amen. But listen, people of God, put a demand on the Holy Ghost. You ever been in a place, amen, Jesus, and the speaker got up, glory to God, and they'll say, this is not what I had written. This is not what I had planned. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They said, this is not what I had planned. But listen, people of God, let me tell you what happens like that. That means somebody has put a demand on the Holy Ghost. Hey! Woo! And he supersedes. He supersedes, amen, whatever the thought was, glory to God, amen. It's like the woman with the issue of blood, amen, all those people out there, amen. But when you can go through the midst of everything and you can touch God, amen, and you get his attention, glory be to God. What? Amen. Glory to God like that, amen. But God bless you tonight, amen. We're so excited. I'm so excited tonight, amen. I'm excited for the word. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited for what God is about to do. Amen, Jesus. I sincerely believe this night is ordained by God. Amen. Listen, people of God, get your hearts ready. Get your minds ready. Amen. We're going again all the way to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. We have a PNN advisor up there. Amen, Jesus. She was one of the originals. Amen. I used to bend her ear. Amen, Jesus, when it was first birthed. Glory to God, and I used to talk it out, talk it till it came to fruition. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God for this woman of God. She's a praying woman of God. Amen. She loves the Lord. She's an evangelist in her own right. Amen. When she's, listen, her life is a testimony. Her life is a witness. Her life, glory to God, wherever she goes, amen, she can just set up a pulpit right there. In a store, at a gas station, glory to God, amen, at a family gathering, it doesn't matter. Wherever she is, whoo, Hallelujah. Glory to God, wherever she is, amen. She don't need no paper Bible. She don't need a physical Bible, amen, Jesus. But she has given the Lord a yes. She has given the Lord a yes, amen. And she is truly God's mouthpiece, amen. Tonight, people of God, we want you to receive, amen, our PNN advisor, none other than Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
Yes,
hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Come on, say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
telling yes. Yes, Lord. Mm. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
I thank you.
You, Lord. Thank you,
I
Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank
yes.
you,
Lord. Come on.
Yes.
Come on, tell
yes.
him
yes. yes,
yes,
yes. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yes, yes, Lord. Come on, saints. Come on. Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, 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 Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My soul, my soul.
Oh.
Yes. Can you tell him yes? Yes, Lord, regardless of your situation, yes, 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 Lord, we love you, Lord,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
we love you, Lord,
come on, people get in, come on, people of God, come on in this place.
We love you, Lord.
Ooh. Oh, yeah,
come
yeah,
on,
yeah, yeah,
come
yeah,
on,
yeah.
We love you, Lord.
We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you,
we love you, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You dwell in the praise. Yes. Glory to God.
Yes, yes,
yes.
Yes.
Glory, 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 glory,
glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory,
glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Alcoholics can be set free. Drug addicts can be set free.
Ah, bless his name. Ah, bless his name. Ah, as I remember. We went to the house of God. I remember. And if you're going through something and you just, people came with one accord and they just begin to praise the name of the Lord. Just begin to bless his name. That's all they can do. And when they finish, everybody was rich because they're giving God what due to him. They give God what due to his name. Praises. Yeah. Belongs to him. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. I owe it to him. I owe it to him. Yes, I do not praise him. One more time, I glorify him. For all your leaders, my leaders, all your leaders, everywhere, throughout the whole universe, I bless his holy name.
Yeah.
I bless his holy name. I praise him tonight. Lord, I thank you. I praise God. I'm going to tell my testimony. I got to tell it. I thank and I praise God that my experience have brought me hope. And my hope today make me not ashamed. And I praise God. I praise him. The refrigerator went out. Praise the name of the Lord. It went out. And look, it was out and down for about 3 weeks. They were sending someone out to fix it. And everything, I called a company that made the refrigerator. Because the store, not on the warranty at the store, you had 1 year, but that's parts and labors are still on the warranty. I bless the name of the Lord for that he took me back how to be a survivor. Thank you, Lord. How to survive. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget your upbringing. Don't forget from what you came from. Because you never know when you have to reach back and pull it out and put it back in force. And I thank God. I bless the name of the Lord for the coolers. I do. I thank God for the coolers, and I thank God for the little table, countertop refrigerator. Yes, I do. I praise him. Because it's what the Lord done. It's what the Lord have done. And I praise him every time, and I was getting a little, I would tell flat for truth, I was getting a little short patience. And I was getting patience, look like it was taking them too long to do what I had need to be done. Because we get so used to this convenience thing. And then when you get a little inconvenient, you don't have time to wait on it. We got to have a quick fix and a quick fix in a hurry. But I thanks be to God every time I went to get one, I'll be reminded again. Wait patiently upon the Lord. I'm still looking. Every time I go out another day, I give it about a couple of days, I go out again. I look. Because it's taking them too long. So I thought. But I praise the name of the Lord. I praise the name of the Lord tonight. Saints, and then my son said, Mama, didn't he ask you to wait? So I am waiting. I'm looking and waiting. And I'm be honest with you, my patience is getting short. And I thanks be to God. When the last man came, he said, well, we can't fix it. He don't order the parts and everything. And when he came, he said, we can't fix it. And so it's a buyback whirlpool. Buyback. And you can also get extended warranty. But some parts come with the product. And I thank God for that. Thanks, I said that to say we got to wait patiently upon the Lord. Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need, wait patiently upon the Lord. Patiently. And while you wait and still give him praise, while you're waiting, still lift his name up. While you're waiting, still give him glory and honor because he's worthy of it. And then sooner or later, the refrigerator came through. The man said, well, I hate to tell you, I really want to be able to help you, man, but I can't. I can't do it. You call him. This is the reference and tell him that it could be fixed, but I'm going to call him myself and tell him. And I said, well, I thank you, Lord. Then I knew the next step had to be taken. They said, well, you go get a refrigerator, call us and tell us the price and give us a serial number and all that good stuff and a few number, then we'll go from there and get you a refrigerator. And I thank God. Patience is a virtue. And sometimes, you know, the enemy want to wait your patience. Time we ourselves just don't have time, don't have the patience to wait up on the Lord so you can eat the good of the land. But I praise him tonight. I praise God tonight. I magnify. I feel right good, y'all. I don't know about y'all now, but I think and I praise God. What the Bible has to say about praise. What do the Bible has to say about praises? What the Bible has to say about praises. And then our mother came on, Evangelist. She was talking, saying, yes, Lord, my soul said yes, yes. And then Minister Bradley come along, and then I said, Lord, look at here. Look at here, praises, 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 praises. It belongs to him, you know. It belongs to God. Praises belong to God. We owe him. We owe him. I owe him. You owe him. Praises. We owe God the praises. And the word said tonight, this people, this people, this night, this people, hear the word, hear the word, hear the word. This people have I formed for myself. Ain't that all right? Ain't that all right? This people have I formed for myself. Praise the name of our God. Praise the name of the Lord. This people, this night, isn't that all right? Isn't that all right? That God formed you for himself? God did it. God did it for myself. They shall show forth. Huh? Really? They shall show forth my praises. God said his praises. That you should. We should show forth his praises. His praises. Show forth my praises. His praises. Isaiah 43 and 21. Show forth his praises. Why? For the things that he have done. For keeping you all day. Watched over you all night. Well, with you while you travel up and down the dangerous highway. He bless your going out and bless your coming back in without any hurt, harm, or danger. Put food on your table, clothes on your back. Put a roof over your head, shoes on your feet. All this talk about the gas price, but we still buying gas. We still buying gas. I am. We sacrifice, we buying gas. We still going into stores. Still off. May not be buying much as you used to, but the Lord is still worthy of all the praise. We got to know for which cometh our help. Where my help come from? Our help cometh from the Lord. What have he done? He has made the heavens and the earth. And everything that's in the earth, God has made it. And God will, and God is supplying all of our needs according to his riches that is in glory. So this is a teachable moment, not to be wasteful. Don't be wasteful. You can do without it. It don't hurt not to have 10 pair of white shoes or 10 white hats and 10 white suits. But I praise the name of the Lord. God is still providing. God is still in the midst of everything that's going on in the world. God is in the midst of our situation. Praises is comely for the upright. But ye are a chosen generation. Do we know who we are? We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a peculiar people. that we should show forth the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into what? His marvelous light. We should show forth the praises of God because he have chosen us and not we ourselves. He chose us. God chose us. We said we chose you. God chose you. God chose you. God pulled you through. God knew you. Before you was formed in your mother's womb, God was already in the midst of your situation. So nothing you face is a surprise to him. He already knew it. Because it was foreordained that you go through it. Not stay in it, but go through it. Go through it. Go through it. Go through it. And you find 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a royal priesthood. When we learn who we are and who we belong to, we can give God what's due to his name, regardless of what you're facing. Regardless of what's going on in your body, you can still give God praise. God give it, God take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You got to give to him anyway. You got to give God praise. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. To who? To God. When? Continually. That is the fruit of our lips. St. Nelson Bradley mentioned that tonight. The fruit of your lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Give him the fruit of your lips. Praises. Praises. It's comely for the upright. Comely for the upright. When we learn the power in praise. When you don't have, can't get a word out. Just say, oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you can't get a word or you can't find nothing to say, just wave your hand. When you can't find nothing to say, just bow before. When you can't find nothing to say, if you can surrender, yes, Lord, or surrender to him, in the midst of it all, he will dwell right there with you. Why? He said, we never know. I'll never leave you nor would I forsake you. I will go with you to the end of the world. Regardless of what you're facing. Regardless of what it looks like. Because you've got to see your end result. I am totally complete delivered. I am totally complete healed. My son is coming home. I know God will open them doors and set them free. Or her free, or what, or whomever. We got to see it. We got to, you. When you believe a thing and you can see it before it happens, that becomes your now faith. Your right now faith, believing and trusting God has already done it. Now you're waiting patiently for the manifestation of what his word has said. We got to take him at his word. We have to praise him. Praise your way through. The saints will tell us to praise your way through, baby. But just praise God in the midst of it all. It's all right. They didn't say it was going to be all right. They said it's all right. It's all right. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good. It's good to sing. Praises unto our God. For it is pleasant and praises is comely. Praise is comely for the upright. Because the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And we thank and we praise God. Daniel, decree was made. Against Daniel. and the lion was waiting. But God was in the midst of it. God was in the midst of it. So Daniel went in. So he used the lion as a pillow. You know how the story goes. See, if God in the midst of it, baby, you can praise your way through it. Don't matter how dangerous it may look. If we could just learn to praise him in the midst of it all. That meant to kill you, God could bring life in the midst of it. And when the enemy comes and seeks to destroy you, then God can intervene and cause life to be manifest right in the midst of it. And whomever laid the block or laid the stumbling block for you or dug a ditch for you to fall in it, then they will fall in it themselves. All you got to do is live right and give God what's due to his name. You're not telling God to hurt no one. Just the Lord fought against soul to fight against me. Now it's up to the Lord how he do his bid. Thinking I praise God for praises tonight. I thank God for praises tonight. Praise our way through. I will call on the Lord. Why? Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved. Oh, didn't know that was next. For my enemy. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved. S-A-V-E-D. Saved from my enemy. Second Samuel 22:4. Another scripture where we're saying praises come, that's Psalm 147:1. I'm known people come in the house of God one way and the praises got high. I know a man used to come. I was in about on the line tonight. He passed not long back here from Alabama. He used to come in the house of God drunk. I'm serious. Co-pastor never told him to leave. She never put him out. She never did it. She would tell him, don't mess with him, just leave him alone. And she would tell him, call him by name, you sit there and you behave. He come in one day and the praises get high. His mama was raised him up in the way of righteousness. So he was trained in the way of righteousness. But he had a little issue. We all do. He had a little stronghold. We all have something. He had a stronghold. And he would come in drunk and leave out sober. I'm talking about what I know. I'm not talking about what nobody told me. Leave him alone. Let him come on in. Let him sit there. You don't have to watch him. The Lord got his eyes on him. You just do your job. You just be watchful. You just say in the praise that God needs you to be in. And she trusted God. And she believed God for that soul. She stood in the gap for that soul. And we were praying, we were praise God. We were praying, we were praise God. Until the Spirit of the Lord come in and sit up on you. And bless him. And how the Lord would, he would go out. Sober, turn him away. Never turn him away. Come in, don't make a difference how you dress. She never turns you away. But she just pushed the gospel. Praise God. And if the word of God don't convict you, nothing else can. Praise is coming. For who? The upright. And I praise God tonight. His name. I praise him tonight. I bless him. I will bless the Lord when? At all times. Why? His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. Oh, clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands. Oh, ye people. Shout unto God. With what? The voice of triumph. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Understand why you praising him. Yeah. He's my King. He's my King. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my hope. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my sustainer. He's my keeper. He's my protector. He's my mind regulator. He's my heart fixer. He's my provider. He water when I'm thirsty, food when I'm hungry. Now why are you praising him? He the rock of my salvation. Now why are you praising him? He's my hope for tomorrow. Now why are you praising? Promise made unto me first, then my children and my children's children. Now why are you praising? Praise him with understanding. Yea, though I may walk through the valley of shadow death, I won't fear no evil. Why? For the Lord is with me. Uh-huh. His rod and his staff comfort me. And then what he do, and not only that, God will prepare a table right in the midst of your enemies. And they will have to feed you. Mm-hmm. Oh, if we learn how to praise. It's a secret in praising. A secret in praising. Daniel praised him. Daniel still believed God. Daniel did not turn aside that God is still God. Daniel did not stop praying because a decree went out. Daniel still went at the time that he always knew that if he show up, God was going to show up. Uh-huh. And he prayed unto the one and true living God. So that's the same time that God meets you. God used to you meet him at a certain time. And then when we get off course, he show up when we don't show up. Uh-huh. Praise is coming to God. Even in the midst of his situation, I got to trust him. I got to trust him. He don't bought me this far. He hadn't left me. And if I perish, let me perish. Just throw me in there. But if God be who he say he is, he's my protector. He's my protector. He's my deliverer. And if it's my time, so be it. But if not, God will manifest himself. The one that caused the decree to get written up. Daniel can't come out all right. They didn't. They were thrown in there in the lion's den. They got devoured. All we got to do, saints, just remain faithful unto God, unto him that called you into this holy call, unto him that called you into his righteousness. It was Jesus that died for us when we were yet sinners. Why? Because he loved us so much. For God so loved us that he gave. That he gave. And all the things he asking us to give and surrender is praises unto his name. Why? Why? What do the Bible say about praise? Going back to Isaiah 43:21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praises. I have formed for myself. But who are you? I am that people. I am one of these people that God formed for himself. You are one of these people that God formed for himself, that we shall show forth his praises. Where? In the earth, in the land, in the midst of your situation. Don't be woe is me. People see you going through on your job, don't hold your head down, mumbling and grumbling like the children of Israel. Give God praise in the midst of it. Why? Because he's still worthy. He's still worthy of your praises. God created you to praise him. He made you to praise him and to glorify his name. God created you for myself. For myself. I thank and I praise God that we have been created for God to give him praise. It don't matter where you are tonight. It don't matter what's going on in your life. You was created to give God a praise. Don't matter the circumstances. You were created to give God praise. See yourself on the other side. You got to see it by faith that you are on the other side of this thing. You got to see yourself on the other side as being healed. You may have a little debris left behind. Nevertheless, I'm going to still give God praise. God promised you something, and it maybe have been 6 years, and it has not taken place yet. Wait patiently upon him and watch him bring forth and manifest that he said that he going to do in your life. But we got to trust him. We owe it to him. We owe God praise tonight. I owe God praise. Yes, I do. For all that he has done and all that he is doing and all that he's going to do. For who? I'm making it personal. For me. For his people. Uh-huh. We owe God. We owe God. We owe God. We owe to God, the one and only true living God, praises. He gave Jesus for us. His son came and took on our sin. His son came and took on our grief. He bore our grief. His son came and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. His son came to set the captives free. His son came that we are healed. His son came that our burden can be lifted. Something get too heavy? Ask who burden are you carrying? Is it the burden that the Lord put up on you or one you put up on yourself? Why? Let's ask the question. Because his burden is light. Uh-huh. We owe God a praise. God created this people for himself. He created this people. He formed this people for himself. They should show forth his praises. Uh-huh. I praise God for stricken those people and those that are Marie that lost children. And I praise the name of the Lord that God is stricken them, and I know it's a hard place to be in. I can imagine it's a hard place. It's a hard thing, but nevertheless, God is the strength of their life. God is the strength of their lives. God is the lift of their head. Because the only way you can get up and put one foot ahead of the other, it takes God to be in the midst of your situation. Say, well, Lord, why would you allow such a thing? He to go down there and kill these children. It wasn't of the Lord's doing. God gave us a free will. We living in the days and the times people full of hate and murder have entered in. But he gave us life that we may have it more abundantly. And that our mouth that lies cursing and blessing, life and death, lies in our tongue. The enemy get in your mouth. Things like coming to the table and let us reason together. Let's talk about this thing and see what we can come to a common ground with some common sense. Want to go pick up something and shoot up innocent children. Don't we say we against abortion? We've got human rights. Did anybody ask them children? Did anybody ask those kids if we for human rights? We lying through our teeth, saying it's all about this and all about that. It's all about power. Because if it was about human rights, your heart, I don't know what could. Because the first thing you should have looked at could have been mine. Praise be to God. Hate it was them, but it could have been yours. Could have been mine. Mothers are grieving, fathers are grieving. Grandparents grieving, sisters and brothers are grieving. Children see such a thing. Traumatized. God saw fit. Allow yours to go to school and come back. So fit that you go to work and come back. So fit that you go to the grocery store and you made it back. So fit that you went shopping and you made it back. So fit that you went to your daughters or granddaughters or your son or grandson or friend graduation and you made it back. Hey, you made it back. So fit that you traveled and you made it back. Somebody didn't make it back. Hey, not that they done no one wrong. Somebody didn't make it back. I thank and I praise God. I thank and I praise God that God dwells in the midst of our praises. I thank and I praise God that he takes you to and for. Bless you going out and he bless you coming in. This people was made. This people was that they shall show forth my praises. When you go out and come back in, Lord, thank you. When you can cook a hot meal, Lord, thank you. When you can take a hot bath, Lord, thank you. When you can wash your clothes, Lord, thank you. Hey, somebody can't do it tonight, but you can do it. Or you could pull up to the gas tank. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. You closed in your right mind. Lord, thank you. You got portion of your health and your strength. Lord, thank you. Your mortgage or your rent is paid. Lord, thank you. Or you made arrangement. Lord, thank you. Somebody came. Lord, thank you. We need a license for everything. License to drive a car. For somebody to do your hair. But we don't have common sense. Knowing that putting something dangerous, putting the community in danger, all those around you in danger, no common sense. But dangerous machine. That can destroy so many in a minute of seconds. Common sense. Come now, let us reason together. You can't talk like that. When are we going to stand up and declare what is right? What's going to bother us enough? What's going to make us cry loud and spare not? What's going to make us lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion? And show the people their transgression. You go in the store and get a pack of potato chips. Pack of potato chips. $1.99. You may get gunned down for $1.99.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell the truth. What you going to do to me? I was born to leave here. And somebody can go in and do all that type of stuff. Destroy life. Then they can walk out. 9 times out of 10. If they don't, they choose to take their own life. And some. They can bring them out. Hands up, you could take them alive. It's amazing. It's something where you can lose your life for $1.99. Somebody can go and just shoot down people and still walk out alive. Saying I don't want nobody to get killed. That's not what I said. What is common sense? Forget godly sense. Where are the common sense? And we all got all these degrees. Lawyers and judges. Yes, I'm saying it. It can't come to the table with common sense. Don't lose common sense. Common sense.
Mm-mm.
Well, you can't come to the table for common sense for the sake of children. Don't talk about abortion then. Mm. No way in the world you can talk about one and you can't talk about the other one.
Mm-hmm.
How can you talk about life, taking a life, losing a life, taking a life and taking it? The girls, 11 years old, get pregnant by daddy, brother, uncle, granddaddy. Start a ministration at 7 or 8, some do. Then you want her to brain force? What a common sense. I said it. What a common sense. Saying about no abortion, it's about power. I said it.
Mm-hmm.
It is about human rights. If this didn't move you with all these children laying out and then blood and children got to take blood and put on them and pay debt. Oh, let them be born then, just kill them.
Mm-hmm.
All the common sense, what you going to do to me? To kill all the days of our life. Common sense. And thank you, the smartest people on the face of the earth. Then you don't talk about the children that lost their life. You want to talk about abortion. Where is the common sense? A dog said, "I should not kill." Now he meant that. He says there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. I didn't say it now. But it's common sense. If the children don't bring you to the table, I don't know what will. Oh, well, we're going to protect the children's rights, these unborn children. We're going to protect their rights. You're not protecting those kids' rights. children had a right to live too. Those children had a right, but they was knocked out. No one asked them. They weren't aborted. They ain't here. The mother had them. Then we come with some foolishness. Ah! It's the mama's fault. It's the woman's fault. Why did common sense? This stuff don't stir some up in us. I don't know what will. I thanks be to God. God got a record, saints. God got a record. God got a record. He writing. He got a record. And he's not missing nothing. Where's the common sense for us as people, human beings, to stand for what is right? Jesus died for your right. Martin gave his, Martin knew he was going to die. Stop Martin did it from going and doing what he thought was right for who? That we to have an opportunity to do what? Stay in our home? When I say fight, standing up, making your voice made known. Nothing get changed. Nothing get changed if you don't make your voice known. Nothing changes. God cannot move in our situation until we got to make our petition known. We got to make it known. We got to hear your voice. He got to hear your concerns. You're not concerned about your neighborhood? Why ain't no one else going to be concerned? You're not concerned about the people, your family? Why should anyone else be concerned? You're not concerned about the children in school? Why should anyone else be concerned? You have to take a minute to be concerned about you, your family, your people, your neighborhood. God dwell in the midst of our praises. Praising you all the time, shouting, dancing. It's standing up. If I perish, let me perish. And declaring truth from the mountaintop all the way down in the valley. I praise the name of the Lord tonight. I glorify God, for God is great and greatly to be praised. I praise God for your time. If anyone desires prayer tonight, if anyone want to be saved, tonight is your night.
Yes, Jesus.
If anyone need deliverance, just need prayer. Period.
Yes, Jesus.
Tonight is your night.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight is your night. Anyone got a loved one you want to stand in the gap for? Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night.
Mm-hmm.
She stepped out. She started talking about that. No, it's a wake-up call. Tonight is our night to put on strength. Tonight is our night to gird up our loins with truth. Tonight is our night to call on the God that we say we serve. Tonight is our night to make our petition known unto him. And praise him. It's coming for us. If there be one, you can come. It's star six and come on over.
Mm-hmm.
If there be one.
Mm-hmm.
If there be one.
Thank you, Jesus.
But I thank God for the praises early. I thank God for the praises early. I feel all right. See ya.
Mm-hmm.
I feel all right. See ya.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he came in the midst of the praises. He dwelled in the midst of your praises. If there's not one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll ask one more time. If anyone desires salvation, If anyone want to stand in the gap for your family or friends, if there be anyone that has need of strength or prayer, you're welcome to come. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Humbly, for the upright. God have made this people. God have made this people for what? He has formed this people. He made them. He formed you. For what?
Yes, yes.
For himself. God formed us for himself. Now, thinking I praise God for forming me, forming you for himself, that we should show forth the praises of the Lord. It says his praises. Show forth his praises. Why? It belongs to him. Ain't that something? Show forth my praises. My praises. He said, I want him. I want my praises. The scripture says, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praises. I want what's due to me. My praises. I thank and I praise God for you tonight. I praise God for your patience. I praise God for those four and near. I praise God for Minister Bradley. I praise God for Sister Mary. I praise God for the sanctification of the line. I thank and I praise God for all of you all the participators, all the prayer warriors, all the advisors, your pastor, our pastors, your evangelists, our evangelists, your bishop, our bishops, your prophets, our prophets, your apostles, our apostles, all over the world, the saints of the Most High God. But most of all, I praise God for Jesus. I bless his holy name. I bless the name of the Lord for the chief apostle, Jesus Christ. Even though I praise and I bless other and honor other, for they stayed in God. But I praise God that he thought over. I praise God. That we were thought of before the foundation of the world. I praise God for that. I praise God for Minister Bradley. I thank and I praise God for this visionary. I thank and I praise God for how you take her up and down these dangerous highways and bring her back. I praise God for keeping his hands on her. I praise God for keeping his hand on her children and her children's children. In the name of the Lord for his shield of protection. All around and about her life. I praise and I magnify the name of the Lord for the faith he has put in her. I praise God for her breath and her desires to please the Lord and to give God all that is due unto his name. Now I turn it over to Minister Bradley. Evangelist Bradley, Dr. Bradley, my sister, your sister, and the Lord, Minister Bradley, God bless you.
God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight, woman of God. Amen. I tell you truly, amen, we're in a very good place. We're in a good place right now. Amen. Right here. And we thank God for all that we have heard on tonight, amen, to come back to show us people, God, even when we get to, amen, those places, amen, not just to get in not just for a feeling, not just for a feel-good feeling, amen, but when the Lord comes among us, glory to God, he's coming for something. He's coming for you. He's coming to do something special for you. Amen. We bless God tonight. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you. And as we always say, what a word, what a word. Amen. We truly thank God for this word in this hour, in this time. Glory be to God. It's going to be our praise. It's going to be our praise. It's going to be our yes, people of God, that takes us to the next level. Amen. God wants to take us to the next level, and we got to give him a yes to another dimension in him. Amen. Higher heights and deeper depths. And the Lord wants to take us to another depth. Amen. Another depth in him. And that's going to depend on us trusting him right here. Amen. We can't trust him for the next step until we, glory to God, until we really validate or quantify where we are right here. Amen. Can you trust him where you stand? Amen. Can you trust him, amen, to that next level? Amen. Can you trust him further down the road? Glory to God. He just needs a yes, just a yes. Amen. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For all that our ears have heard. Glory be to God. We pray. Glory to God. And even in our prayers, amen, everything that's going on in the earth, people of God, we got to stay focused. We must stay focused. Amen. Glory to God, because the world is going wild. We already see it. We already know it. Amen, Jesus. These lawmakers, they're at the helm making these laws. Glory to God, even as a woman of God said, they not making any sense. Amen. Glory to God. It's about a power struggle. It's about a power struggle. Amen. But listen, does not the scripture declare those that know their God. Hey, glory to God. Those that know their God. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Said those that know their God shall be strong, and as the scripture declares, do exploits.
Mm-hmm.
Shall do exploits. Amen. Glory be to God. And that, how is he going to do that? Amen. When you give him that yes. When you give him that yes in you, glory to God, amen, then he takes your mind. He orders our steps and calls us to be in the right place at the right time, causes us, amen, to turn. Listen, he's given us the power to call those things that be not as though they were. Amen. That's because the Christ is in us. Amen. He's in us, amen. But you got to give him that yes, amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight for how he has come in and blessed us so richly, people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has blessed us so richly tonight. Glory to God. Don't you take this for granted. Don't you take this for granted. Don't you dare take this for granted. Don't you dare. Amen. Glory be to God. For the Lord has done something in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight again for you, Minister Ali. Thank you for availing yourself. Hold on. Glory to God. Minister Ali, let me give the platform back to you right quick like. Amen. If you go ahead and take the platform.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. God bless each of you all tonight. God bless you for your time. God bless you for coming out. We bless the name of the Lord for each of you all for your participation. Now, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify your name for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. We praise you for this people this night, God, that you have created, that you have made, that you have formed to give you praise, God. To show forth your praise in the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for a near God, for you being who you are. In the name of Jesus, bless this people. Bless the hearers, but most of all, bless the doer. Bless the doer of your word, those that would obey and would follow your instruction in the name of Jesus. Keep Minister Bradley. Continue to bless this ministry, God. Continue to raise your people up. In the name of Jesus, not our ears that we may hear. What the Spirit saying to the church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to cover us with the shed blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind the cross. Father, in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Lord God, let us have sweet sleep. Let us have sweet sleep.
heal what healing needed, deliver what deliverance needed, give joy what joy is needed, and peace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank and we praise God once again for all things. Amen and amen. We thank and we praise God for your patience. And we praise God each and every one. You know how that if you would like to get a copy. Minister Brad, you back?
Yes. If you would like to get a copy, people of God, tonight, amen, as always, you can text us, amen. The two numbers that you can text are 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And the other number, amen, via WhatsApp, that's for our international listeners. If you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can certainly text 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Don't forget as well, amen, those that are listening via Facebook, certainly you can get a copy there. Just please, ma'am, please, sir, you can send it via messenger. Go out, click it, send it via messenger, amen, and that someone else can be blessed. Also, don't forget ReArt, our ReArt Prayer Group 52 page. You can as well, we house a copy there as well. So we're on two, on a group and a page, amen, ReArt Prayer Group, the new ReArt Prayer Group 52 group. And the Prayer News Network page. Also, you can get a copy going out to Google Prayer News Network. When you Google, you can get a copy of the broadcast. As well, there you will find our podcast. So if you like listening to the podcast, you can as well listen to them there. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you tonight. Amen. We are indeed grateful. Don't forget, Sunday is Pentecost. Amen. Go to your several services. Listen. Go to your several services. Listen. I believe this was just a foretaste. Tonight, I believe this was just a foretaste, amen, of what is to come. Amen. Even on Sunday. It's already started. Amen. It's already started right here. Amen. Glory be to God. The joy, the jubilance, amen, of the indwelling and the filling. Amen. And we still believe God. Amen. We have one to receive the Holy Ghost on the line. Amen, Jesus. But we yet believe, amen, that he's able to heal. Amen. And we just never know. Amen. He may do it again and again and again. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. Again, we thank God for you, each and every one. Again, as the woman of God said, thank you so much for your patience. We do appreciate you. We want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Come on back, amen, to be with us. Glory to God. Tell somebody about us, amen. Glory to God. We're about reaching these souls, reaching the lost. Amen, Jesus. We're not just trying to increase numbers, amen, but we're trying to get that listening ear, amen.
Yes.
Glory
to God.
Yes. We're trying to get this word to the right ear, amen. Glory to God. So if we have to go through 100 ears to get to one person, guess what, people of God? It is worth it all. Amen. So that's why we always want to tell somebody, want you to tell somebody, invite somebody to the line. Amen, Jesus, because you never know. Amen. The word that is coming that night, amen, may just be the word that God has for that person. We're not trying to be God. We're just trying to walk in obedience. Mm-hmm, to what the mm-hmm. Lord has said, amen. Setting up this platform, setting up this broadcast, amen, so that the Lord can do what he whatsoever he will, amen. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen. Woman of God, we just want to bless the Lord for you on tonight, amen. Jesus, as I say, amen, as I was introducing you, I just saw wherever you go, amen, wherever you stand, that's a pulpit right there. I saw it. Amen. Every time you step out, there's a
there is a virtual pulpit, amen, that stands with you wherever you go. Amen. So we bless the Lord for you. Amen. Father, we give you thanks and praise on tonight. We thank you for your woman servant. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for all that you've done. We're thanking you tonight for her yielding to your spirit. We thank you, oh God, for her yielding to your choice anointing on tonight. We thank you for this chosen vessel. Father, we bless you now. Glory be to God. We bless
you,
Father. We bless you now. Glory, hallelujah. We bless you now. Glory
thank
to
you.
God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would look upon her. Father, we're asking that you would look upon her. We're asking that you would restore her. We're asking, oh, God, that everything that she's given out, Father, glory to God, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to, we're asking you tonight, oh, God, to fill her even more. Fill her cup, restore her, oh, God, for your people tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory to God. We thank you for this living epistle. We thank you, glory to God, for this living epistle in the earth. We thank you. We bless you. We praise you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Now, oh, God, we're asking that you will meet her every need. Father, meet her every desire. We thank you for what you've done. Glory to God. And we know, glory to God, that there's so much more to come. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for blessing
thank
her
you.
Ministry. Thank you for breathing upon her tonight.
Thank
you for breathing upon your woman servant tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for blessing her going out and her coming in, oh God, from this time forth and even forevermore. We thank you, oh, glory to God. Thank you for your faith shining upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, oh God, as you're looking upon this line and upon this people. We bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you, oh God, in that precious name. Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in that precious name, Jesus. Bless as only you can. And Father, for this, we thank you now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Father, we forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid, as sons of God, we forbid backlash of the enemy right now.
Thank you.
We forbid it right now. Gloria, we forbid it right now. Glory to God, every plan of the enemy, every plot of the enemy, we reverse it right
thank
now
you,
in the name of Jesus. We reverse it, we curse it. Hey, God, and we send it back in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey, God, for this we give you thanks. Kahaya. For this we give you praise. We thank you now in thy precious name, Jesus, Father. Amen. Amen. And
amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We bless the Lord one more time. Amen. We thank him. Glory be to God. And at this time we're going to, amen, turn it over. Amen to the woman of God, people of God. Don't forget to come back tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We don't have anything set, but we here every night. Yield it. Yes, yield it and open unto the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight. Woman of God, you have the platform. God bless you.
I just would like to say God bless each and every one of you. May his face shine upon you. We praise God once again for you. And we're going to say good night. We love you and nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it. We love you. In Jesus' name, let's go out with a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. As a woman of God said, come on, let's go out with a praise on tonight. Glory to God. Let's go out with a praise. Come on and lift those voices tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices. Take your phone off mute. Amen. Glory to God. And let's give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.